Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
So, yes, I was saying you got to watch out for our competitors now. We've got Harry and Meghan have launched a new podcast.
What?
On Spotify. They're getting multiple millions of dollars for doing a podcast on Spotify.
And Spotify are paying them to do this.
Yeah.
Well, I think, I'm glad someone's making some fucking money out of Spotify, eh?
I know.
That's where it's all going.
In all my, you know, when I was setting up this podcast, all my negotiations with with Spotify, they didn't offer me millions.
Yeah. Any point offer your money.
Yeah.
Helps if you have a crown, I guess. Although, I guess he doesn't. He doesn't anymore, does he, right? He's not a prince.
He's not. No, his crown's gone, hasn't it, now?
Well, right? I don't know.
Just a regular person.
That's what he wants.
I think he's still I don't know. Is he still a prince? A prince in exile?
I don't know.
Yeah.
But, so that's where all the Spotify money's going then, is it?
But you can probably guarantee they won't be playing cool music on their podcast like us.
No.
Speaking of which, we've got three... three hot
Look at
tracks
that.
For you to listen
Seamless.
To.
Seamless.
Yeah. nothing from the UK this week.
Oh, wow.
Good.
Is this an all-American
episode?
Oh,
dear. What, really?
Well, it's not all-American.
Are they?
Okay.
But I think this first one I'm going to play. Shall we just get on with it? I'm going to play the first song. This is from The Reds, Pinks and Purples. This was the suggestion of Richard this week, and it's hello, and it's called the song is called "The Record Player and Damage Done." Oh yes.
And the damage is done.
So that was the Reds, Pinks and Purples. Have you heard of Depresso Pop?
No.
Who's asking?
Either of you.
No, I haven't either.
Right. I was just reading about this band, and they come under the label Depresso Pop.
Oh, okay.
According to some people.
Just sounds like indie pop to me.
Right, yeah. Yeah.
Is that right?
Mm.
Yeah, kind of jangly, wasn't it?
Yeah. Do we need a new label for it?
I kind of like Depresso Pop.
Yeah. Mm.
He was indie pop and then he crossed over to Depresso.
Yeah. Yeah, his wife left him and he crossed over to Depresso Pop for his fourth album. So
classic fourth Depresso Pop album.
So this band is all getting, all right. You know, all the sort of indie pop Twitterati have mentioned these recently, like people like Stephen Pastel. So it made me kind of, you know, like avoid it. But then I played the album the other day. And I really enjoyed the album, the new album, Uncommon Weather, it's called. This track's very typical. All the songs sound like this. But, right. You know, some of the songs are quite are quite good. It's got a very nostalgic, you know, nostalgic jangly feel to it.
I got that. But, you know, I also have a lot of records that sound exactly like that.
In these, this is the thing. In these troubled times, in these troubled times, it's like have a big, it's like a big indie pop cushion, isn't it? To cuddle.
I don't know where you're going with this. If you say so, yeah, I like the 12-string guitar. All that was pretty cool.
I noted down a line that I quite liked. Ooh. I think this is what he sang. Use your breakfast for something worthwhile for once.
Okay.
I don't know.
So what could you use your breakfast
sound
for?
Sound advice?
Because we don't, you know, obviously we use our breakfast and we just don't think about it, do we, normally?
Are we talking about...
For once, you should use it for something worthwhile.
Are we talking about like breakfast itself, like cereal?
I don't know.
Or the time slot for your breakfast.
The time slot for breakfast. Oh, okay,
What else can you do with a shreddy?
But that's advising people maybe to skip breakfast and do something more worthwhile, not advisable.
It's not advisable. It? You need to go to work on a good breakfast, like an egg, they used to say, didn't they?
Go to work on an egg. Yeah.
Yeah.
I've been doing that a lot lately.
Yeah.
Good. Right. Okay. Just the one.
I had an egg this morning. Yes, just the one.
Gotta
watch the old cholesterol, don't you know?
Oh yeah, yeah. So they're from San Francisco.
Yeah, apparently. And the guy has got a beard, doesn't he?
Yes.
Because I didn't think he was singing through a beard particularly on that.
Yeah.
It wasn't all that muffled.
Right. I'm sporting a beard myself these days. But,
does it affect your vocals, Stuart? When you
somewhat, if I get too close to the microphone.
Do that before you put a vocal down. You have a shave so that you can get a clearer sound.
Yeah, I don't use a pop guard anymore.
I don't need one. I've got my own pop guard.
Well, what I was going to say, regardless of the fact that I have a beard, I've always been suspicious of beards in indie music.
Absolutely.
Yeah. In fact.
Yeah, I mean, we've had the Built to Spill conversation already, haven't we?
Oh, incredible.
In that band.
Yes. Mm. In fact, I only sport this beard because my fiance doesn't want me to shave it off.
Oh, right.
Right.
Mm.
Okay, she likes the beard. Right, good.
Yeah.
But it'd be like...
I hate it. You'd be sat there
mixing your vocals and stuff, and you'd be like, she'd be like, why not happy with your mixing? That's your fault. Let me keep the beard. Vocals aren't right.
There you go. Yeah, right there. Yeah, I'm gonna go shave the fucker off once we're done with this podcast and record a whole new LP, Beardless.
The alternative Beardless mix.
Yeah. Have you heard of, because I'm just reading about it, have you heard of the former projects? Sky Green Leopards and the Art Museums are former projects of...
No, because when I heard this, I thought, oh, I bet it was in something else. I bet it was something else from something else. And it is, but nothing that I've come across.
No.
No.
No, I hadn't heard of those either. But I think I think Slumberland put this out, or are about to put this out in the US.
I think,
is that correct?
I would say probably. I don't know. I haven't got any proof of that.
That doesn't entirely surprise me.
No, it wouldn't be a surprise, would it?
Yeah. Quite a Slumberland-sounding band. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Mm. I mean...
Good stuff.
All right.
Yeah, it was sunny when I played it on Sunday.
It's a very sunny record sleeve as well.
It is, isn't it?
It's got some late afternoon shadows. And
they love buildings, don't they, on their record sleeves?
Right.
I must confess, that's the first record sleeve I've seen by them. So,
if you look to the right of your screen up top, half a shadow has got a different building on it.
Oh, look at that! That's got a pink one.
Yeah.
Hey,
this one I'm pointing at.
Yeah. We're now got the cursors on it.
Very nice.
Maybe he's an archaeologist.
He's
an maybe he's an architect.
It's nice. Nice picture of buildings.
It is. I mean, they are good pictures of buildings. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Right. Good. I was just going to check with you, Richard. You know your old mates, Mogwai.
Yes.
They were in the news, weren't they?
I hear the number one in the pop charts. Is
number
that right?
One album. Number it's one amazing. Album. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
I know. Can you believe it?
What do you think of that?
Yeah,
well,
I bet Rich is just kicking himself for letting go of those coattails 25 years ago.
I know. Yeah, that's right. We should just hung on for dear life and then just stayed hung on to them until we could maybe get 110 in the chart or something. But it's amazing. I mean, it couldn't happen. They're lovely people, and it couldn't happen to a nicer set of people. But I noticed they're trying to start a Get Maximo Park to number one now. I've seen it on Twitter.
It's these kind of these campaigns, isn't it?
People
get together on social media to try and get something to number one, don't they?
Yeah.
That's how it works these days, yeah.
I mean, Maximum Park are just rubbish, though, aren't they?
I don't know what that is.
Do you not know what a Maximum Park is, Stuart?
Yeah.
Maximum Park?
Maximum Park.
I don't know
you'll be horrified.
I see your mouth moving, but I'm not sure what you're saying.
You'll be horrified. Don't go there. I don't want you to. I don't want to be there when you find out.
That just shows how long you've been out of the country, doesn't it? There we go. Yeah.
I mean, they're at the tail end of their career, aren't they? Yeah.
Or conversely, it shows me how too long you've been in that country.
Yes. Right. This is the second song of the episode. This is by a band from New Zealand, from Dunedin, of all places. This is Opposite Sex, Shoots Me Like a Knife.
I'm not afraid to
are. That's Opposite Sex from their new album, High Drama.
All right.
There we go. Yes. What do you think of that?
Oh, yeah, very good. That guitar sounds great.
I love the guitar on that, yeah. Really good.
Yes, bonkers. Kind of another New Zealand reference, but the guitar sound, not the band themselves, but the guitar sound very much reminded me of the 3Ds. It's kind of where it kind of breaks up and sounds like, you know, his amps packing in.
Yeah, yeah. It did have that sound.
I love that sound. It's great. Very good.
I like the way it all kind of went out of time quite a lot.
I have been to Dunedin, right? And it's the size of Armley. It's tiny. And
all these bands come out of there.
I don't understand it. There must be something in the water. That's all I can think of, because there's so many bands that come out of such a tiny little town. I mean, and have done for, you know, 40 years at this point. I mean,
yeah.
Good bands. I mean, you know, every town has bands, but Dunedin's had some of the best bands in the world.
Oh, absolutely.
Potentially.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah, it doesn't look like stopping either. It's really weird. Is it its geographic location? Is it far enough away from places that people kind of do their own thing?
I suppose so. But I mean, even just like historically, there's been such an array of bands that have come out of there. The Clean, Alistair Galbraith.
Oh God, yeah.
From Dunedin, yeah.
Dead Sea.
Go on and on.
Yeah,
Dead Sea, yeah. Probably.
Yeah, probably all those bands from Expressway.
They're probably. Exactly. Yeah,
and I don't know if the Great Chills were the Chills. I don't know if the Chills were from Dunedin, but.
I don't know. I mean, they're all kind of linked to Dunedin regardless because of Flying Nun, I guess. But but even Flying Nun back in its heyday had a very wide array of bands involved with the label. So.
Absolutely, yeah.
Super interesting. Yeah. I really like how there seems to be a bunch of new bands that aren't just copying what's gone before them. They're actually doing something a bit different.
Almost the exact words I was going to say was that, like, It sort of continued, but with different kinds of bands and stuff like that. And they can't actually be a link. I don't know. Maybe there is. Maybe they're kind of aware of that scene from back there and think, hey, you know, we'll play music like our grandfathers in the Clean did. You know, like, but it seems to have just continued.
Right.
Really odd.
I did a little bit of research on them. They've been around for a while, actually, this band.
Oh, yeah?
And they relocated to Dunedin, so maybe they were
transplants.
Aware of the musical heritage and everything. In 2011.
All right.
Okay, so they've been there a while. Long enough to drink the water.
Yeah. Yeah, originally from the North Island. Originally.
Okay,
and then
not from
south. Yeah,
not from Swansea.
Not from Armley.
Yeah, not from Armley. Yeah, somewhere probably even smaller, Gisborne in the North Island. So
right.
There you go.
Okay.
Well, we need to start throwing some numbers out. I'm kind of curious as to what the actual population is of Dunedin. And how many bands are in there?
Yeah, it's like 300 people, isn't it? And 330 bands, one per 10. No, maths is not my strong point. I'll just leave that.
Wasn't it?
Else.
Well, you know, if The Fall can get to number 6 in the national New Zealand charts by selling 200 copies of a 7-inch,
that's
then.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you don't have to sell very many, do you, to become like number 1?
Yeah, population of 4 million, I think, in New Zealand.
Crowded House, though.
Right.
They were like internationally worldwide known, weren't they? But they're from New Zealand.
Yeah.
They must just stay at number 1, must they? There?
Forever.
Yeah.
Perennial favourites. Right.
Don't dream it's over. Don't dream it's over. Still number 1. And
it's been at number 1 for 35 years now.
um, some good song titles on the album.
Yes.
Breath in a Dish. Breath in a Dish.
Yeah, that's, I'm particularly interested in Combine Harvester.
Yes.
I wondered if it had anything to do with the Wurzels.
it's their version, obviously.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Owls Do Cry. And of course,
do you know,
look at that.
Yeah,
Dick on a throne.
It's only slightly related to this album, but I saw an owl yesterday.
Right, you saw an owl.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Right.
It wasn't
good.
I don't think it was crying.
Was that at night time?
No, daytime. It was at garden centre.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah. It wasn't just flying freely.
It wasn't in the wild. I didn't.
No.
No, you were at a garden centre.
Well, yes. On Saturday.
You didn't see, I bet I know what it was that you saw. I bet it was one of those fake owls that you put in a barn.
Well,
to scare
it could have been. It could have been. It didn't move much. So
there you go.
Right, good. Were you buying equipment or seeds?
Just some flowers, fat flowers, plants, and things for the garden. Yeah.
Very good.
A weekend thing that people do.
Well, spring is in the air, isn't it?
Spring is in the air.
You can feel it, yeah. And, yeah. Oh, dear. So, anyway, that was Opposite Sex from Dunedin, New Zealand. Excellent stuff.
Yeah, very, yes, most enjoyable.
And now we're moving to Atlanta, Georgia now. And we're going to listen to Warm Red. And is this the right song you want? Hang on.
Yeah.
Do you want the opening song?
It's a goodie.
Yeah, here we go. Warm Red, and that's from their album Decades of Breakfast. So Breakfast. Yeah. So
look at that. Breakfast. We were talking about breakfast earlier.
Yeah, using your breakfast on something worthwhile. But imagine Decades of Breakfast, though. I know.
That's just like a prize, isn't it? That first prize. Got a quiz show, and the first prize is like Decades of Breakfast.
Decades of Breakfast.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's all right. Yeah. Probably my favourite meal.
Yeah. Mm. Right.
Breakfast,
Especially if you have an egg. Yeah. What's your preferred accompaniment to an egg? Do you have a toast or a bagel or egg?
Good question.
Hey man, carbs are the killer. I don't do carbs no more.
Just an egg.
No, not just an egg. I would have some mushroom.
Okay.
Fried mushroom.
Okay.
Right.
Beans?
No.
America's not you don't have baked beans like we have, do you, in America? It's like different kinds of beans.
No, they're awful.
They're really weird.
Full of sugar.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I should stand up and pull my shirt up and slap my stomach a few times because I have lost a bit of weight of late.
Oh.
And I've been doing this thing called Noom. And
right.
It's a little app and I stopped drinking beer. Well, I had a beer the other day, my first beer of the year. Yes. And I've lost 21 pound.
No.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, shadow of my former self.
That's incredible. Yeah,
you're looking very trim.
Yeah, very trim.
Very good.
Yeah. Don't make me pull my shirt up. Don't make me. Show you my six pack.
Go on.
No.
I saw a picture of you drinking your first beer.
Yes.
On the social media. And it was a very small. Looked like a very small.
Very
beer.
Small one.
So, yeah.
it was a tasting flight of four different beers from a local brewery. So they give you these little glasses. I thought you were going to say, boy, your hands look giant.
Yes. It's those American pints.
Yeah. They keep shrinking. Keep shrinking. Yeah.
So you're going to keep it down with the beer then? You're going to sort of keep it?
Yeah. I've been drinking lots of wine.
Right.
But,
okay.
So, mm-hmm. I mean, not lots of wine, but I mean, I'm not like, I don't know. I got into such a mindset of coming home and drinking three beers, as you do.
Yeah. You can get easily trap, yeah.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I've had 3 decades of being easily into that trap. So, you know, New Year and all that.
Yeah. Losing weight, growing beard.
Is this... Yeah, is this... are you getting down to sort of putting a new album out weight, Stuart?
Oh, well,
publicity shots and things like that.
Oh shit, rumbled. Well, you never know, might actually end up playing a few shows later in the year.
Well, that's you want to be looking good.
Don't want to be lumping around all that COVID weight with you.
get that COVID weight shed.
Back to the song and the band and everything. Right. That was actually the album, according to this, was actually out back in October 2020.
Good God, really?
Yeah.
Well, look at that. I only heard it last week.
So according to this guy on Bandcamp, it's a perfect blend of Lumpy and the Dumpers with Mets and Piss Jeans. Now, I've never heard of Lumpy and the Dumpers. Has anyone else come across them?
Oh,
have you?
I do know Lumpy. Lumpy is the singer in the Dumpers, obviously.
Oh, right,
and Lumpy also does, what's that record label he does? He puts out a bunch of punk 7 inches. Okay. Is it the Total Punk guy? Is that guy Lumpy? He's one of those guys.
No idea.
He puts out Total Punk, the label. I don't know. There's a whole bunch of...
Okay.
A couple of years ago, there was a lot of like 7 inches that appeared that were all in those Rhizograph sleeves. That was kind of a thing. Wow. They were like very budget punk looking records. And Lumpy and the Dumpers seem to be at the forefront of a lot of that.
Yes. Well, that certainly didn't sound like budget punk, did it? Kind of nicely recorded. No.
Brilliant. What about that bass?
The bass
what about
sound
that bass
was,
guitar?
Yeah.
Wow. That would have, the Stranglers would have been proud of that bass sound.
Yeah. Strident. Yeah.
I got really confused about that time change that happened halfway through. Did I imagine that or did it actually happen?
No. It was like jazz punk.
I thought it was a new song starting.
No, it was good, that. Good to have a change of pace in the middle there.
Yeah.
Caught us off guard.
I like the big fuck you. Sorry, I'm going slightly off tangent. I like the big fuck you on the thing.
What?
12-inch vinyl, edition of 500, all on black. All on black, you twats.
Yes.
You're not going to get any fucking colored vinyl.
That's because they're proper punks.
Yeah.
They don't dick around with coloured vinyl.
pink and rainbow vinyl.
I hesitate to talk about what that song was about. I don't know. It sounded a bit rude at the beginning. There was something about, did I hear the word masturbate or something?
God.
In there? Yeah.
Ah.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Do punks masturbate? I imagine it was the sort of thing that they don't do.
Oh, what do you think? No, I'd say quite the reverse. No. I'd say they never stop doing it.
They'd be like straight edge, wouldn't they?
Obviously, you've never seen Lumpy and the Dumpers.
No, no, maybe some bedtime watching.
most enjoyable anyway. I don't really know anything about that band. I literally heard it and I bought the LP and the LP arrived like last week and I just thought, oh, this is dead good. This I bought it from Surrey State Records in where are they at? They're in Durham, North Carolina. They're a punk
not distro. Not Durham near Newcastle.
No. Why I know.
No, not that Durham.
No, not that Durham.
All right, okay.
It seems to be their first full-length release, is it?
I believe so. Like, their first proper...
had a couple of releases, yeah.
Yeah, one to watch. They're one to watch, for sure.
It also begs the question, which is the best red? Warm, cheap, or simply?
Oh!
Brilliant.
Yes.
Answers. I think answers on a postcard for that one, definitely.
I don't know. Can't decide at the minute.
Yes. Dang.
That is the killer question of this week's episode. Yeah, fantastic. Right, well, I think this is the point at which we start to wrap things up then. So,
all right.
We've heard three brilliant tracks this week. We started with...
Yeah, sorry, I'm just laughing at your little pause as you were saying that. Very unconvincing there, Matthew.
The Brilliance started with the Reds, Pinks and Purples, the Record Player and the Damage Done. They've got to have a point for that song title.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right. Uh-huh. Yeah. We've all damaged records, haven't we?
Mm.
Well, it's. I assumed it's some kind of smart play on the needle and the damage done. But
yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, but you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's what's going on.
Yeah, that's it. That's the plan.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, I liked it. I didn't think it was the. I've heard an advanced copy of the album.
Oh, and, here he goes again, sifting through the freebie pile.
I have, yeah. I had nothing else to play, so I played this one, and I thought there were better tracks on it, but I do like this track. And it does what
it says on the label.
What it does, 7.5 for me, but only on a sunny day.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
Well, it wasn't very sunny in Scarborough today, so I'll give it a 7.
Oh.
Oof. Well, I'm feeling a little uncharitable, to be honest.
I could tell. I could tell you didn't like it.
I know. I don't know. I think it just sounded too much like too many other bands to me.
Yeah.
There wasn't anything.
No, I see what you're saying.
There wasn't anything there that I was like, oh, you know, that's kind of unique. It wasn't. It was just... But anyway, I'll give it a 6.5. Respectable.
That's fine. That's fine.
Oh, I'm so feeling bad. I'm feeling bad already. Thanks, Richard.
That's all right. It's just a little indie pop band.
I'll just make a note of those scores. Right. Okay. And then we followed with Opposite Sex from New Zealand.
I think I'm going first, am I, this time? Oh, the pressure's on. I found it a little screechy.
Mm-hmm.
I like the energy and I thought it'd be amazing live. And I'm always, like Stuart mentioned, I'm always a fan of that horrible, disgusting guitar sound.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go for just a straight down the line 7 for that one.
Okay.
Well, I can jump in there because... I actually very much enjoyed that, and I shall be investigating that band further. I will give that a 7.5.
Right. Okay. 7.5. Perfectly respectable. I very much enjoyed that song. I've listened to other songs from the album. That's the one I enjoyed the most out of the ones I've heard. Have you noticed some of the songs are really long on the album?
Yeah.
Some of them are like over eight minutes. Mm. Intriguing. I did love the guitar sound, and the way it was played was great as well. For that,
There was a Fred Schneider character in there, wasn't there?
Yes, I like that as well. That sort of, So for that, I think it deserves an 8 from me.
Way! You know what? You're talking me into revising my critique. I might pump mine up a little as well. Richard's like, no, can't do that. That's cheating.
I'm sort of considering putting mine down just to.
I think the scores are locked in now. They're locked in. Okay. And we finished with Warm Red.
All right.
From Atlanta, Georgia. Yeah. Decades of Breakfast.
Okay.
Oh, great title. Best title of the week. Though, I'll just admit that I didn't really understand what was happening.
too punk for you, obviously.
A little bit too punk for me and with a sort of jazz changes
jazz
and
punk,
things like that.
Jazz punk section.
Jazz
in the
punk.
Middle.
I didn't quite understand it, but I'll be charitable in the 6.5.
Good Lord. Well, okay. Matthew.
I'll give it. I really like the bass sound was great on that. I like that. I like the change bit in the middle. Yeah. 7.5 from me.
Yes. I think I'm also going to go for a 7.5. I just remembered a word that possibly describes that, or I've heard connected to songs in that similar vibe. Isn't it skronk? Gronk, is that
Gronk, right?
Is that a kind of jazz punk thing, isn't it? Sloppy jazz punk. Gronk. Yeah. Or maybe
it may very well be. I'm not sure.
Answers on the postcard. I mean, if you're
any Skronk fans out there,
if you're going to send one in anyway to vote for Simply Red, you may as well add that.
So again, it's been very close this week.
What are the scores?
Well, I'll just tell you who the winner is. The winner is Opposite Sex.
Way!
New Zealand. Congratulations to them. Yes. With an unbeatable 22.5.
Good Lord.
So, congratulations.
No catching that, is there?
Nice.
Fantastic.
Nice.
Yeah. All right. So that's about it. I was going to just talking about our last...
Okay.
Podcast.
Yes.
From last time, which had some excellent music on it. I can't even remember. It's gone out of my head now, but I can't remember the name of that duo who were based in Sheffield.
The Sheffield Lot.
Persona.
What were they called?
Persona.
Persona. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see they'd done an online live show? Thing.
Oh, wow. No, I didn't.
Yeah.
I didn't see that. You sent me the link.
And it's these promoters who call themselves Buds and Spawn, which is a cardiac song. A cardiac song, Buds of Spawn.
We like a bit more now. Look at that.
Yeah.
There you go.
But it was interesting to see what they do because it's just a duo.
Uh-huh.
One of them plays guitar and the other one sings and that's it. So
wow.
Yeah, and I think they're using loop pedals to get that sort of, that loop going.
All right.
So there you go.
I'm going to check it out.
It might be interesting to watch. It's on YouTube, I think.
All right.
When we're allowed to play gigs and stuff again, they can just do it in a Vauxhall Corsa, can't they? And have room in the back.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. It's because that sort of, I don't know whether the online streaming gig type thing is...
Died down a bit,
initial rush of enthusiasm.
I know.
I guess we're all looking forward to proper the real gig. Thing now, aren't we?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm like holding on. I'm holding on and holding on to go to a real gig at some point.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Not holding back the tears. Years.
I tell you what.
Is that a vote for Simply Red there?
I'm so desperate for live music that I would go and see Simply Red.
Really? Good Lord. All right. Cue music. We'll fade out over this. All right, Matt.